Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to Maddie Nichelle's podcast. And I have a mic. Yeah, I have a mic now. I'm actually going to turn this YouTube into a little podcast thing instead of having the videos and stuff, because it just wasn't working out for me. And I think it didn't work out for a reason, if I'm being honest. Because I actually wanted to turn this into a Christian podcast, despite the way that I started the YouTube, because I turned my life back over to Christ and I want to be more open about it. I want to share things about it, and I would just want God to use me to reach people, reach out to people, and, you know, relate and let you know that you're not alone. You can always go back to Christ. He welcomes you with open arms. He misses you. And let's start this journey together. Like, let's get closer to God together. And that's why I felt like I should start a podcast, because actually I seen a Christian podcast on YouTube, and it was a girl. What was it called? Saved But Not Soft. I think that's what the podcast is called. And hearing her speak and stuff, and I had a podcast before, but it wasn't on YouTube. It was just like on Apple Podcast, so you didn't have the video or nothing, because I was afraid that like people didn't want to see you holding a mic and talking into it. But you know, who knows? Like, who knows where it can go? And why not just try it? So here I am trying it. And this is just the intro video, just to see how I like things so far. I think this might be the corner, but it might be set more over here. I'm going to just have to play around with it to figure out my setup. I know I like the chair being higher. And I just have to figure out the lighting, because I want something like almost like candle lighting. Like everything's dark, but you have like candle lighting. And I don't know how to do that, especially because I record on an iPhone. But I'm also recording on the mic with the computer, and I don't want the computer screen. It's the only thing. It's a lot of things I'm going to have to research, a lot of things I'm going to have to figure out. And I really hope you guys stick around and help me, and we'll figure out these things together. But I'm actually making this right before I have work. It's 9:45 and I leave at 10. So I set all this up. Yes, I set all this up right before I had work. And I don't know. It's just, after seeing that podcast, it really just spoke to me, like, because the only thing, the real thing, I'm sorry, I'm rambling, but the real thing that I want to do is reach out to people, help people, and help people find Jesus, help people find God, and have comfort in God, finding comfort in it. Because he is the biggest comforter. He's the biggest help. He has helped me so much. And I just want God to use me and use this platform for his word. But while I'm doing the intro video, I'll tell you some things that might be helpful for you if you choose to continue watching me, which is a Bible, maybe a notebook, so that you can write some things down if you can't look at it now, so that you can remember it and look at it later. And if you don't have a physical Bible, you can always like cast me to the TV or something and get out your iPhone, go on your notes on your iPhone, download the YouVersion Bible app on your phone, because I use the YouVersion. And I think I'm going to start doing the verse of the days. And I have a little lesson, because I have a little study Bible that I personally do for verse of the days. So I'll probably have that written all out, and then I record it about what the verse of the day and that whole chapter about it is, if you want to go based off that. And then if anybody has any suggestions or anything that they want to talk about, then I'll also do that. Of course, I'm going to do my research. What do I use for research? The Bible, of course, because, you know, I can't talk about the Bible and not be in the Bible, you know. So, yeah, I'm just excited. I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm trusting God. I'm going to let God lead me. I'm going to let God guide me. I'm going to let God use me. I'm going to let God touch you. touch the people. Because it's not even me touching you. It's God touching you, using me to touch you. Using a person just to touch another person. And it's not even me, y'all. It's God. Okay? So that little tingle, that little feeling that you feel in your heart, down to your stomach, all throughout your body, that is not just a regular feeling. That is God. That's the Holy Spirit trying to speak to you, trying to speak to your heart. Okay? So if you enjoy it, if you enjoy what I got to say so far, again, this is just an intro, quick little thing, just to warn people that do not want to hear about it or is not ready to hear about it now. I mean, I want you to stay so that you can hear about it, hear about God, hear about Jesus, so that you know exactly what your options are, you know? But if you're not ready, you're just not ready, that's okay. Won't hurt my feelings, because I understand. But I do, at the end of the day, want a lot of people to be saved. If not everybody, a good portion of people would be saved. And if I can help with that, I'm going to help. If my heart leads to that, I'm going to do it. It's that simple. Regardless of how anybody feels about it, regardless what anybody has to say about it. Because regardless, even if you don't like me or you hate what I'm saying, I'm going to love you and show unconditional love. Because that's, God is love, okay? No matter what you do, and I don't necessarily agree with it, I still have to love you at the end of the day. Show love at the end of the day. So that's what I'm doing. I'm showing love. I'm giving love. I'm showing compassion. I'm showing gentleness, fruits of the Spirit, okay? And if you don't know what fruits of the Spirit is, then we can talk about that if you guys want to go more into deep about that. Okay, but I'm going to go. I'm going to let y'all go. I appreciate y'all listening to me. And yeah, I'll see you later.